This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The top Democrat in the U.S. House says of President Donald Trump,
how would I describe him? I think that he describes himself on a daily basis. I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
In an interview that aired on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said the Democratic Party, despite the feelings of some members, remains a party of moderates.
I do reject socialism as an economic system. If people have that view, that's their view. That is not the view of the Democratic Party.
An Alabama man is badly wounded and a baby girl recovering after a gun in a diaper bag accidentally goes off as the man's changing the baby's diaper in the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese pizza store in Birmingham on Saturday. Elite runners from around the world are lacing up for the upcoming 123rd Boston Marathon today. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Still more Democrats joining the run for the White House. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election. In Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns, but he said he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
And it's tax day 2019, but if you haven't started or aren't finished with your taxes, there's hope. If you're in a crunch, you can file for an extension by filing Form 4868 on IRS.gov. You get an automatic six-month extension, though you're still supposed to pay what you owe to avoid any penalty. We're at USARadio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what it's all about, to get this country back on track. I know Mayor Buttigieg probably questions whether or not we were ever on track. I mean, based on his statement, I'm not sure that made sense to me. Especially in Indiana, that by way of politics, something about doing it again, I don't know. I guess for the people that wanted to support him or are happy to be there, that not quite listen to what he says, we're happy to applaud. This is what makes me wonder at times when these politicians make these statements. I'm wondering, did you even listen to what he said? You know, former President Barack Obama says, look, we're going to fundamentally change America. Fundamentally change? Do you mean like all of a sudden you, in your incredible genius, can upend 240-some years of history, the founding fathers that all came together, now it's going to be because of one man sees it differently? Or Ocasio-Cortez sees it differently. We're going to upend what our founding fathers have assembled and put together. It's all very dangerous stuff. I mean, I believe our Constitution is strong enough and our Bill of Rights is strong enough to resist and to prove itself in the public square. But this is also why those on the left want to negate any kind of conversation. And they're willing to shout you down. People coming in and saying, look at, you know, this is why our founding fathers cherished the idea of free speech. So that in the spectrum of ideas and conversation, you know, we could work at things. We could find better ways. This is a great start. But, you know, you look at it in 240 some years, you know, yes, we've had some amendments. But by and large, has there been some just incredibly coarse adjustments made? I mean, this has been the foundation that made our country great to begin with and is the backbone for future greatness, I believe, because by and large, again, it was established by the people and for the people, of the people. This was the concept. And it all resides in us, and this is our confidence that we have, is that we have fellow Americans who are coming alongside one another, shoulder to shoulder and back to back to fight for freedom for everybody. You know, yes, there are antithetical forces and there are exceptions, but by and large, see, this is what we have to be careful about, is that time and again in history, there have been those exceptions that have ushered in and have controlled things. A small minority of people. I use the example, you know, in a broad sense of what happened in Germany. 9 out of 10 Germans We're not for Adolf Hitler, believe it or not. You know, if you rapid read it, you might think, oh, gosh, all Germans were this way. No, not at all. The majority of Germans were anti-Hitler. Yeah, they didn't like what was happening post-World War I, but they weren't necessarily thinking along the same lines as the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler. And it was a shock to the people. If you think not, if you get a chance, take a look at some footage. You know, our friend Ray Comfort shows some footage in one of his movies of people, of Germans, having to go to concentration camps. This is post-World War II. They go there and check it out to see what was, you know, what happened. What happened in their own country. And you watch the people going in. And this was something that was mandated by the government. They said, look, we want all Germans to go and check it and see it for themselves. They're going to go head-to-head with the truth. And the truth was devastating for them. You see them walking into the concentration camps, and it's like a Sunday go-to-meeting, you know, picnic walk. And they're all cheery and happy and everything like that. And you know something happened that was quite devastating to these people. Because they came out different than the way they went in. Their heads were hung. You could just tell. Whatever they witnessed behind those gates was absolutely devastating to them. Their heads were bent over, their body language, I mean, you could tell that it had an incredible impact to realize, oh my God, this happened. This happened in our country. We allowed this to happen. Small minority of people, you know, and how do you get there? You tell a big lie, Andy Andrews wrote. You just tell a big lie. The bigger the lie, the better. And this is what has happened throughout world history. A big lie is perpetrated. People buy into it. Small minority, loud voices, and they get louder. And next thing you know, the majority of people are carried along. In our country, this is what's happening. Small minority of people yelling for socialism. Think things are unfair. They're willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's fundamentally change this country. Fundamentally change it to what? You know, Nancy Pelosi, of course, now trying to do some damage control because of the left wing of her party that has discombobulated the entire party and has given them a face of socialism. And it's been quite disturbing. And now they're doing everything they can for damage control to say, hey, look, we're not socialists. We're not. Oh, okay. Well, Trevor Loudon might beg to differ because he's got evidence. I mean, this isn't just theory. There's evidence that there are many card-carrying democratic socialists, which are all stepping stones to communism, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a fancy term. You know, this is the thing that progressives do. They find a way to hide their true identities with different name changes, and they give you something, you know, that kind of tells you what they're not. But in telling you what they're not, they actually tell you who they are, if you're willing to look into it. And there's so many other people, you know, even on the side of Democrats because of party faithful, they're just willing to go along because, after all, it's the party faithful. And it amazes me today, even when you speak with Democrats, you go, you know, one case in point is just the whole issue of abortion. Do you realize what you're calling for? And infanticide, oh, no, Bill, you misunderstood. That's extreme. No, that's not the Democratic Party. Oh, no? I mean, the Democratic Party, I mean, have you read their platform? They talk about this stuff. I mean, you know, they may couch it and say, oh, it's going to be rare, it's going to be safe, it's going to be legal. But look at the history. 46 years of Roe v. Wade. And for the mothers that have died during an abortion, not so safe for them. For the mothers who have suffered injury that they carry with them to this day, not so safe. For the mothers that chose to have an abortion because it was a wrong hookup, you know, it was a bad date. Gender selection. I really wanted a son. I didn't want a daughter. Not so rare, is it? And for those mothers whose babies were aborted, even outside of the codified law of individual states that said, look, this had to be done in the first trimester. And how many cases that they were done, you know, like Kermit Gosnell, because he felt it should be rounded down, 28, 30 weeks. Oh, I just thought it would be rounded down to 24 weeks somehow. As he smirks. How many other Kermit Gosnells reside in this country and that are being covered by Planned Parenthood and by the body politic? The conversation continues. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'll get to blood pumping. Why not? Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear us. This is Bill Martinez, and 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The movie Unplanned, still in the top 11, you know, across the country. And, well, some of the movie houses dropped off. It was like up over 1,500 now at 1,400. Generated over $15 million domestically so far. And, you know, and I want to thank everybody for supporting this movie. This is so important. And, you know, I thought it was interesting this past week. If you remember, it was a Democratic White House that screened a Ku Klux Klan movie, right? Years ago, remember? Woodrow Wilson? Fast forward to 2019, and you've got a Republican White House with Donald J. Trump screening the movie Unplanned. I tweeted out, I wanted to thank the president for doing that. I believe this is a movie that is changing hearts and minds. And it's interesting right now that you have several movies out there. You know, whether it was the Gosnell movie by Ann Phelan and John McInerney, and you know what they have done, and it's just very, very powerful. The Gosnell movie, highly recommend. And again, I've been taking this movie to churches wherever I'm invited. I bring the movie in to show it to people and to have some Q&A, because it's so important for us to keep this conversation rolling, to understand what is going on. And why groups like Planned Parenthood and those that want to continue to commit, you know, what I believe is the greatest serial crime in the history of mankind. Over 60 million babies being aborted, and they're so disposable anymore that they don't even want to talk about selling baby parts. I mean, we have to enact laws, and you go, why would we have to enact laws to tell people it's you know, it's unacceptable. It's against the law to sell baby parts. But I guess we do, because David Dalyden blew the whistle on Planned Parenthood. Ironically, he's the only one going to jail. He's the only one that's been facing any kind of prosecution. Might I say persecution as well. The only one facing any kind of prosecution, Planned Parenthood, scot-free. The Gosnell movie brought out very clearly how political this whole idea of abortion has become, that they travel without scrutiny. And look at who they target more than anything else. It's minority communities. It is beyond me. It is incomprehensible why there isn't a greater outrage in minority communities, particularly Black and Hispanics. Black and Hispanics alone, the number 40%. 40% of abortions are, you know, are done to Black Americans. Okay, I hate to bifurcate people like this. I really do, because I think we're all Americans. I don't, you know, that's what I believe. But our culture talks about bifurcation. It tribalizes people. So you break it out and you go, okay, all right, I'll go along with you for this one. And say, all right, 40% Black Americans being murdered. Where's Jesse Jackson? Where is the outrage from the Black community? Dr. Ben Carson called it genocide, and they all but shouted him down. And they, oh, got to muffle that real quick. You know, here's a Black American talking about Black genocide because of Planned Parenthood. Oh, no, not good. Got to protect that. So they block him off and do everything they can to invalidate and squash his voice. But you don't hear anything from Jesse Jackson. You don't hear anything from Al Sharpton. Where's the Black leadership? You know, where's LeBron James? Where's Michael Jordan? I know Michael Jordan doesn't like to get involved in politics, but and he's made a great living because of this country. But at some point, you got to stand up for some things that are the very backbone of liberty and freedom. You know, we want to talk about reparations right now, and meanwhile, Black people are being, you know, being murdered left and right. And you know, it's just like Atlas Shrugged. Hispanic community, same thing. 25%. 25%. These are targeted members of our community. You know, we got people coming to this country, migrants coming to this country, and we're doing everything we can to illegally let them come in. But, if they want an abortion, like which was perpetrated last year on a 17-year-old girl, not even an American citizen. Oh, but a judge said, oh, she's got to have access to an abortion. She's not even a citizen. I still maintain there's got to be some contingent liability down the road, because what happens if the father of the baby says, hey, look at Fal, I never went along with this, and I'm going to sue America for all kinds of money because they murdered my child. And what is America going to do? You know, they're going to go into the people's coffers, and they're going to pay, they're going to write a big check to that young man, or maybe the parents, I mean the grandparents, anybody that could claim any kind of standing for this young gal coming to America at 17 years old having an abortion. That's disgusting. I mean, it's just absolutely sideways. But this is how crazy it's become. It's like my old mentor used to say, Bill, sometimes you can be so open-minded that your brains have fallen out. And this is what's happened to progressives. They're just so open-minded. They haven't really calculated or completed the thought process. They're stuck in the theoretical. This is what used to drive me nuts about Barack Obama. Is he was long on theory, but short on practical application. It was like, I felt like he was doing this from the seat of his pants. And it's like, wait a minute, there's no historical precedent that would reinforce your decision here. But they know better, because that's what progressives do. And thank God that they're here to lead us, because we're just too dumb, we don't know better. But anyway, congratulations to the White House and for those that are supporting the movie Unplanned and getting out there to see this. And I still maintain people of faith need to lead the way. Even at $15 million, I mean, this is a spit in the bucket, really. This number should be a lot larger than this. And I put the pressure right directly on people of faith on this Holy Week. I know there's going to be a lot talked about the resurrection, as there should be, for Easter, as we wrap up the Lenten season. But I'm telling you, we need to see this movie. You need to see Unplanned, because this will open your eyes to what's happening. Because it brings science into play here for those of you that are wired in such a way to say, look, unless my senses can get around this, I don't want to understand it. I don't want to talk about it in issues of faith. It's too theoretical, too woo-woo for me. I need to see the hard evidence. This is what happened to Abby Johnson. I mean, she went along with the culture and thinking, okay, look, it's about women's rights. We need to protect women's rights. And, you know, Planned Parenthood is the vanguard for that. Make sure women's health care, because after all, who understands women's health care better than women? But unfortunately, under that guise was the diabolical execution of babies in the womb of mothers. Unbelievable. And here we are today, 61 million babies later, and you go, when is enough enough? In Unplanned, you see science coming together, and this is what hit Abby Johnson in the face and why she could no longer remain as a director for Planned Parenthood. And what we're hearing reports of now, and of course Abby's been leading the way for a long time ever since she extricated herself from Planned Parenthood with her group until there's no more, in encouraging and making a way for other Planned Parenthood and abortion employees to get out of the business of abortion. And since Unplanned has been out, I think the report is over 100 people have left Planned Parenthood. There's also a number that's unverified of doctors who have changed their mind. And already there are a limited number of doctors that are doing abortions in the United States. This is why they ship them from one state to another. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The new Bank of America Business Advantage Cash Rewards credit card makes maximizing rewards easy for entrepreneurs. Cardholders can decide how they earn 3% cash back each month, choosing from six popular spending categories, from gas stations to office supply stores and consulting services. Kevin Condon, Bank of America.
Running a small business often means doing many jobs in one. Flexibility is key, so we're excited to put our small business cardholders in charge of how they can earn cash back each month. They now have the power to maximize their rewards to match their changing business priorities. And our Business Advantage Relationship Rewards members earn even more. They get a credit card rewards bonus that can boost the earnings in their choice category to up to 5.25%.
Cardholders can change their cashback choice category once every month in their mobile banking app or through online banking. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As the newsman said earlier, as you may have caught, storms are abounding. I mean, you look at information here, weather.com. You got a tornado in Mississippi leaving a well-defined path. Deadly storms leave a path of destruction in multiple states. Another multi-day severe threat and what they know, a three-day threat of severe thunderstorms, including tornadoes in the south, Midwest, dangerous storms in the I-95 corridor, deadly tornadoes rip across the south. I mean, the weather news is absolutely devastating, and it's definitely grabbing everybody's attention. And with us right now is Carice Morrison. And Carice is a flood safety and preparations expert. And she's also the executive director for residual markets for USAA. Carice, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we have record amounts of rain and snow that have caused serious flooding in many parts of the nation. And, of course, you just heard the recent reports. I mean, the timing of our conversation here is very important. Because the sad fact is most homeowners do not have flood insurance. They've not taken basic precautions to prevent flood damage. So we appreciate that you're here with us today. You're with USAA Insurance, I might add, as well, to talk about, just how serious the flooding has gotten in the past few years.
That's right. You know, floods are the number one natural disaster in our country. So what that means basically is no home is completely safe from the potential of flooding. Floods can happen to anyone, anywhere. And when it does, it is such an emotional and financial devastating event. So without flood insurance, then that leaves the property owner, the homeowner to pay out of pocket or to take loans out. So understanding your risk, knowing your risk, and then obtaining the insurance you need to protect against that risk can be so critical in repairing and replacing and getting back on your feet after a flood.
Carissa, why have homeowners become so, I guess, casual about it and have left themselves so unprotected?
I think it's because a homeowner might rely on the fact that they've lived there at that house for some time, or maybe when they bought the house, they ask, has the home ever been flooded before? But the past does not necessarily indicate the future. Things can change. The condition of flooding around your home can change. There can be development and roads and concrete in places where it would have maybe before been runoff and a place for the water to pool. So I think that could lead to some of that. Also, I get concerned that not everyone completely understands that their homeowner insurance does not protect against floods, that flood is not covered under a homeowner policy. And so those kinds of things can, I think, contribute to the fact that why some folks don't have flood insurance.
You know, when we see the video of property being damaged, the power of water, it is unbelievable. But you really, that may be foreign to you unless you get up close and personal. And that's sadly what's happening to too many people across this country is they don't know until they know. And by then it's too late, right?
It is, and that's why it's important to act now. Contact your insurance professional now and learn about your risk. Understand what flood insurance costs, what it would take to get that policy in force, because there is a 30-day waiting period through the National Flood Insurance Program before the policy is active. So if you bought the policy today, it would not be in force until 30 days from today. So that's why it's important to take action now and not wait until that storm is approaching at your front door.
Yeah, and having proper insurance is only one of the precautions. What are other ways that people can prepare to protect their property from a flood?
I recommend that you inventory your personal items, and basically what that means is just create a list of the high-value items or those items that are important to you, along with pictures of those items, and put that in a safe place, maybe in a safety deposit box in a bank or at the higher levels in your home so it's out of harm's way. And then if you experience a flood, you can pull that list out and provide that to your insurance agent or use it yourself to start to repair and replace those damaged items. So that's one way that can help you through that process. Some of the things that you can do, though, just to protect your personal safety and your loved one's safety is to learn your evacuation routes and where your places of shelter are in your community. You can do that by contacting your community official. So if there is a disaster approaching, you can know where to go and how to get there.
Well, our conversation continues with Carissa Morrison of USAA Insurance. Carissa, you know, even minor flooding can be devastating and quite disruptive, right? I mean, it's... you know, when people look and they see the devastation on their television or maybe even they're up close to it, you see the spectrum of damage that takes place. But even minor damage can be disruptive to, you know, the ebb and flow of a family, so to speak.
You're right. The federal government reports that just 1 inch of water can cause $25,000 worth of damage to your home, and that is significant. So you're exactly right. Just a little bit of water in your home can be devastating financially and put you out of your home for a while as you make those repairs. So a resource that you can go to learn more about that is floodsmart.gov. That's the federal government's website. That's floodsmart.gov. Another place that you can go to learn more about flooding is our own website, and that is usaa.com/flood. So those are two places you can go to learn more about flooding, the exposure that you may have to your homes, and way that you can prepare.
How about renters? What can renters do to ensure their property is protected from a flood?
At USAA, we have a product. Our renter's insurance policy provides flood insurance for our renters. So if you do not own your home, but you rent your home or you rent your apartment where you're living and you need to protect your personal items, our renter's policy provides that coverage. In addition to that, the National Flood Insurance Program also provides insurance for renters. So, again, if you rent your home or you rent your apartment and you want to just insure your personal items, you have access to insurance through USAA and through the National Flood Insurance Program.
Well, Chris, your tips have been very, very helpful here, and I appreciate you coming on the show to give our audience a heads up. And as you say, again, and I hope they caught this, is that you cannot expect to call insurance and get flood insurance and have it, you know, start immediately. It's a 30-day waiting period. So, you know, now is the time, even though you may even see that you're in trouble. You may get away with something right now, or maybe, as we talked about, Clarice, maybe have less damage. But, you know, you're talking about the future. Beyond the 30 days, what's going to happen next, right?
That's right. So you're right. So acting now, learning more about it now is imperative. Going to those websites, going to our website at USA.com, or going to the federal government's website, or contacting your local insurance professional are all great ways that you can go about learning more, understanding about the coverage, and ultimately obtaining a policy so that 30-day waiting period can come and go, and then you have the coverage you need should you experience a loss.
Chris Morrison from USAA Insurance. She is a flood safety and preparations weather damage expert and Executive Director of Residual Markets for USAA. Carice, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a reminder here, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you missed part of this interview and you want to hear it again, go to our website. Hey, it's our gift to you. You can download it absolutely free as a podcast and listen at your own convenience and share it with your family members as well.
Easter Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
With that ball!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
Hi, I am Dr. Howard Franklin. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, or IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. There are different types of prescription treatment options for IBSD. Studies have shown that between 50 to 70% of patients fail to respond to either fiber or antispasmodic treatments. Don't give up hope. Ask your doctor about treatment options that might be right for you.
For more information, including different causes and resources, visit www.ibsdupclose.com. That's ibsdupclose.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
The music gone, that's good. I was running for a quick break. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're going to talk Pilgrim's Progress with Steve Clary. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Bill.
Let me catch my breath here.
Oh, no problem.
I'm going to let you give
Let me take over as host?
Yes.
I can ask you questions.
That's what happens when the bathroom is a little bit further away than you want it to be. But, I was so excited to see the link and see Pilgrim's Progress. What you've done is such an outstanding job. But give people the background of what... You know, what this movie is going to do in terms of touching. I mean, you talk about reaching 90% of the world with this movie.
Yeah, we can. You know, here's what we really realized, Phil, is that the mission community is starving for good content. And when you look at distribution of a Christian film in the States, it's a real challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of Christian movies. It takes a lot of money to get in theaters. And thankfully, we are in theaters for two dates over Easter weekend on mm-hmm. April 18th and April 20th. But what we're really excited about is the mission field is wide open.
Right.
There are so many hungry hearts that want to watch good Christian content. There are missionaries that will show the film. They'll risk their lives. They will risk their livelihood. They'll travel through jungles. They'll set up, you know, projectors and screens in villages. And the satellite TV that broadcasts to millions and millions of Muslims that are seeking the truth of the gospel. And so for us, if you're familiar with the story of the Pilgrim's Progress, it is the journey of a Christian life. And outside the Bible, we don't know of a better story.
That's right.
To tell.
Exactly. Well, and... Again, this is taking, John Bunyan's amazing classic.
Epic classic.
I mean, did you feel like you were on hallowed ground? I mean, here, you're dealing with Pilgrim's Progress, and you got the team together, and you go, man, we've got to do something real special with this.
You know, and we wanted to. Some of the team members, when we first started, they said, you know, that's an old book. You know, let's make it contemporary.
Right.
Let's change the names of the characters. And I'm like, no way, no way. I had the privilege of doing the Tortured for Christ movie last year based on Richard Warmbrandt's life, who was a friend of mine and a spiritual mentor for me. And I knew the most important thing I had to do was honor. And so maybe it prepared me for John Bunyan. And my goal was to honor his writing. This is not my story. This is his story. And really the hardest part for me, you know, that sacred ground is the quality. I wanted to do the quality of the presentation. And CGI animation is so expensive. You know, and the studios will spend $80 million and $100 million and $120 million to make a Marvel movie, to make a Shrek movie, to one of these CGI animated films. And we had a fraction of that. I mean, our budget is probably less than their catering budget, you know?
Yes.
And but we all worked really hard, and we all volunteered, and we hired the animators. That's where the money went, not into anybody's pocket. And we produced a film that we're proud of. But that was the hard part for me, is to give the quality that it deserved. And that's why we picked CGI animation, because it lends itself to that fantasy, allegorical,
right,
you know, whimsical story that he wrote. But I am a real part of the script. One of my best friends wrote the script. I'm really proud of it, and I feel it honors the book, and that's what people are telling us that know the book.
Right. Well, and the quality. I mean, the CG of the movie, I mean, it is outstanding. I mean, you know, you tell me, you know, the budget that you were dealing with, you know, and we hear this time and again, but, you know, God is there and making a way where you think there is no way, right?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. My team always, you know, when I talk about, because that is really the hard part for me. The hard part is saying, did I give it the quality? I mean, I spent every penny we had, so it's not like I could have done better.
Right.
We absolutely did 110% of our ability, but I wanted to honor it. And not many people dare to venture out in CGI animation on a budget. You know, it's not something you do. It's like, hey, I'd like to build a hotel, and I got $50,000, you know, and I want it to be world class.
Right.
So it's like, how do you do
exactly
that?
Right.
And it's, you know, it's labor. It took us 5 years and of animation, but, you know, we bought our own computers, we licensed the software, we set up offices in Costa Rica, we hired good people, we trained them, we brought in people to help them, and so we did it grassroots, we bootstrapped it, and we cut out all the middlemen that would have taken a good percentage of the budget, including me.
Right.
You know, we weren't making money, we were giving money,
right,
and we were donating money to make this possible, and that's why I think having done that, it's more important for me that it is free to the mission field. People ask me all the time, and they say, well, will you make money? Will you get money back? And I'm like, I don't know. But I know lives will be impacted.
That's right.
And I know I'll have something, you know, I'm not buying my way to heaven. You know, nobody can.
Right.
But I certainly want to do everything I can to help people, to encourage them on the straight path while I'm alive.
Well, talk about, you know, souls in heaven, as you say. I mean, the impact that this will have. You said your goal is to translate to 100 top languages of the world.
Yeah. We're already in 4, and we haven't even released the film yet.
That's amazing.
And we have a phase one of 26 languages. And, you know, it's just funny because I talk to people, and that's what they want to know. They want to know, will it be in my language? It's one of the, in America.
And they can't wait.
They can't wait. And so we have Farsi. Let me just tell you about Farsi, Bill. We are, in 3 weeks, we will be on the air in Iran on the most popular Christian TV station, satellite station. We know there'll be 6 million people, a minimum of 6 million people watching.
Unbelievable.
2 million of them are estimated to be secret Christians. 4 million Muslim seekers, you know, that they're rejecting Islam. Islam has failed them. And they're not going to watch the story once. This is going to air over and over. You know,
wow.
I get to go to the theaters. I get one day, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You got one day. Get out.
Yes, right.
But in Iran, I'll probably air 20 times and over Easter weekend. And you can imagine that the people watching it, are they going to buy a ticket? Of course not.
Right.
Are we going to be investing in heaven? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Exactly. Wow. We're talking with Steve Clary. He's the executive producer of the new animated version of the classic Pilgrim's Progress, which I'll tell you, we are going to be so blessed, you know, talk about, you know, with Easter season and to be reminded of John Bunyan's classic. Wow. It is, they're going to fall in love with this classic all over again.
I hope so. And that's our goal. Our goal is people go back and read the book.
Right.
And we will be producing a new version of the book. John Bunyan, during that time, there was a lot of stress between the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. Mm-hmm. And there were things in the book that were not kind to the Catholic community. Mm-hmm. And we did not, approach that. We wanted to be, we have had a lot of Catholic churches and Catholic schools screen the film. And they come back to us and they said, thank you. Thank you for not. I don't think we needed to go there. And even in the book we're rewriting, we're not going there. You know, we just want, it is the journey of everybody.
Right.
It's a journey of a non-believer. They're just not on the right path.
Exactly.
And every path leads to a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal right now is to spend my day saying, what path are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Because that path leads to a destination.
Yeah.
The path you choose today will affect your tomorrow.
And where's the Father's heart in this deal? But unity, to bring us all together, not to be in conflict. But at that time, there was conflict, so you can kind
of
understand the historical application. Okay, but now, 21st century, at a time where I believe that Christians, Catholics, everyone is looking for unity. They're looking for that one thing. What are the majors that we can focus on, right?
Amen. Yeah. We're seeing more and more. We're seeing more and more people being evangelical across denominations, and I think God is in these days wanting to call more to himself. Iran has the largest growth of Christian population in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who would have thought? We'd say, right. No, it's America. Right. No, it's not.
No,
it's Iran.
Right.
It is.
I mean, they look at America as a mission field now.
That's
gonna,
right.
They want to come this way. They say, these guys aren't, we're not really sure they believe in Jesus, So.
That'd be amazing, right? If there are
missionaries
here.
I mean, you hear the underground churches in China. I mean, there's a typical 3-4 hour session, or meeting, talking about God, going to church. I mean, that's routine for them. They can't even comprehend a 50-minute or an hour service that we have here in America.
That's right. That's right. We're going to have to cut it shorter.
Exactly.
Every time I do something, it's like, you need to do it shorter.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, why don't I just not do it?
Right.
That would be short enough.
Well, again, congratulations to you and the team. Just so you understand a little bit of Steve's background, too, he worked in missions in 1989 as a volunteer for the Voice of the Martyrs. He joined the staff in 1990, soon after, had the honor of traveling with Voice of the Martyrs founder Richard and Sabina Wimbrand, which you had referenced. What an honor for you, huh?
Yeah, it is. And somebody asked me, they said, you went from doing a movie about torture in a prison cell to doing a CGI animation. How is it? It almost seems like, two different sides of your brain, right? And I said, there are actually more similarities than I first realized. Number one, it was Richard Wurmbrand's favorite book. Number two, both books were written in prison. Number three, both men had a huge desire to win the lost and preach the gospel, but neither thought it would work in their prison cell, but God exploded their stories to the world.
Wow. He opened up the gates, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. This is awesome. And this is what we see happening. Again, I'll tell you, you have got to make sure you save the date, be looking out, share it with your friends, your neighbors. You will want to see this. And especially if you haven't read the book, like you said, you see this and you'll want to read the book.
Yeah.
Right?
For the movie, but still read the book.
Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt, this new animated version of the classic Pilgrim's Progress. I mean, because people, are very colloquial about it. They'll make reference to Pilgrim's Progress. But then I always ask them, have you read the book?
Yeah, right. No, yeah. I look at you in there.
But here's an opportunity.
It's not an easy book to read.
No. But here's the opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. You see the movie, read the book.
Read the book.
And watch it transform your life even more.
See you in the theater.
See, Clary, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
God bless.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid?